Welcome to the DC Practice Growth Show, where we share proven tools and tactics to grow your practice. And here's your host, new patient generating expert who self-built his multi-million dollar practices, Ryan Ryder.
Hey everyone, welcome to the DC Practice Growth Podcast. My name is Ryan Ryder. I'm the founder of DCPracticeGrowth.com, founder of Ryan Ryder Inner Circle. We have a mastermind group where we work with people all across the planet to help grow their practices. I wrote a best-selling Amazon book called NewPatientAvalanche.com, and I teach a program called New Patient Avalanche, which is an online program. I also am the co-founder of Healthcare Group, and that is 8 practices. We see over 3,000 people every single week, and we generated close to 11,000 new patients last year alone. So that's a little bit about me. What I'm talking about today is a real love of mine, if you will, is marketing and why chiropractors suck at marketing. So I'm going to give you the 3 biggest reasons I believe that chiropractors suck at marketing. Let me start by saying this. If it's the first time you've heard me speak before, I'm going to apologize in advance. Listen, I'm just going to say it like it is. Here is my opportunity to give as much value, and I truly believe is the, I mean, we just haven't, what I'm telling you now is not theory, you know, it's not something that's come as what I believe. I can tell you business is a harsh teacher, and I can tell you right now, if I didn't have any marketing in my business, I wouldn't be able to pay my bills. So I was once taught that you should always be coached by or give advice by the person with the most risk. And this is not theory. If I give you this advice, I'm not just a consultant. I'm not just a podcaster. I'm not just a coach or mentor. I am in the business of chiropractic. I have 8 practices. So I can just tell you from experience that I, like anybody else out there, actually wish I didn't have to market my practice, by the way. But I would not have any people to help if I didn't market my practices. Not any, but not enough. Not for the impact I want to make on the world and market communities. So let me start by saying that is I, just like everyone else, wish that all I had to do in my practices, 8 practices, was, oh, if all we had to do was just rely on referrals, it'd be amazing, right? Who doesn't love referrals? It's the best. I mean, if I had a choice, honestly, if you held a gun to my head right now and say, if you could only see one type of new patient, what would it be? And it'd be referrals all day long. Amazing, right? But here's the thing, I'm going to touch on this in a moment. I have to tell you this, that the number one reason that I truly believe that chiropractors suck at marketing, and let me go one step back and say, how do I know they suck at marketing, is because statistically today, by the way, most businesses suck at marketing, so it's not just a chiropractic thing, but statistically today, chiropractors in the United States of America have one of the highest default loans on their student loans or on student loan repayment of any, in inverted commas, medical profession in the United States. So one, there are people actually battling statistically. Next, I don't care what business you're in, it's about 63 to 64% of all businesses in America will only ever break even or make a loss. So this is not just a chiropractic thing, this is a business thing. I could have retitled this whole podcast to say why businesses suck at marketing. So before we get touchy about chiropractic, it's not just a chiropractic thing. But the truth of the matter is that most businesses suck at marketing. But we have a special unique reasons that we suck at marketing a lot of the time. So first of all, let me start by saying this, is that I truly believe that marketing is the fuel to your business fire. Marketing is the fuel to your business fire. Are there people out there that are just incredibly charismatic, incredible human beings that don't need to market their practice and do really well? Of course they are. But I would never base your business decisions or model any business based on the 0.00001% of the businesses on the planet. But there are truly people. It's like trying to say, like, I'm going to base my career on the one guy that got found by doing something like that flossing, that dancing guy. You know what? I'm going to base my career on his tactic to being found, which was a stupid dance that just took off and went viral, a once in a billion upon billion opportunity or chance of that happening. So you can't, that's not how business works. A business is a panacea. There are tried and tested fundamentals of every business, and some of them are marketing or marketing departments or marketing focus, sales, accounts, operations. These are all basic fundamental principles that have been tested in many industries and fields, and who are we to say that we don't need them in our business? So I think I've said enough about that, that every business in some way, shape, or form needs to think about marketing. By the way, I said already, I wish it wasn't true. I also would rather not spend the money on it, but my business has flourished under understanding direct response marketing principles. So here's the thing. Number one reason, or there's three reasons rather, but number one, the first one of the three reasons, the reason that we suck at marketing is the false belief that we don't need it, number one. The false belief that we don't need it, or we'll be fine, or build it and they will come, or people stand up on stage many times and say they're 100% referral-based practice, and we revere that, and we look up to that, and it's fantastic, by the way. But I want to add one word into your vocabulary, and the word is "and." Why not have an incredibly why not have a practice that has amazing amount of referrals and being able to generate another 50 new patients per month, whatever it is for you, by understanding marketing? But surely, are you not just going to have more abundance? Are you not going to just help more people? So why in the world would you just stop at that? Even if you are amazing at that, which is a tiny, tiny, tiny portion of people, why would you? This only just a justification. It's like, oh, you know, it's crazy when you hear people brag about that. Because, hey, why would you just not have that and help more people in your communities? It's crazy, right? So that's the first thing I'd say. But let me give you a story. Let me tell you a story. So I truly believe that the reason that we often believe we don't need it, if you will, and build it and they will come, etc., is because of the story we've been told. Now, let me give you an example. There's a famous period or group of people that I've heard of many times, and there was an era where the Palmer graduates were all seeing 100 a day within months of qualifying, you know. And I've heard many people talk about this era, like Palmer graduates are all seeing 100 a day in no time. And you know what? My opinions of it are irrelevant, because I truly want to believe that's true. I really do. And I've had the pleasure subsequently after hearing those stories of having lunch with a couple Palmer grads who are in the twilight of their careers, still practicing, by the way, pushing 80. And here's the thing is, I remember sitting down with one of them who still owns multiple practices, who came to see me, by the way, to ask for help on how to market his practice. He happens to be one of the docs that was seeing 100 a day within months of qualifying. And straight from the horse's mouth, I kid you not, this is what he said. He said, you know, it was basically like a competition, or the joke was on who was going to be the last person seeing 100 a day. That's how many, it's true, they were seeing 100 a day in no time, right? Which is amazing. But here's where the story gets interesting. Here he is sitting with me, he's owned multiple practices, 100 a day within months of qualifying, and he was asking me for help with my marketing. And from his mouth, this is what he said, times have changed. And he went on to tell me about how he opened his practice. And he opened his practice with $500, I believe, in total, and one newspaper advert. One newspaper advert. And he went on to explain the results of the newspaper ad. One newspaper ad that said, back pain, chiropractor, telephone number. That's it. Or address. That's it. Back pain, chiropractor, telephone number, or address. That is all it was. We're not talking about great copywriting skills, none of that. Didn't have any clue, never studied marketing, etc. She put out one newspaper advert. And I'd love you to, like, if you could just guess for a second, you know, how many new patients he got. Paying new patients that came in and booked an appointment, it was between 90 and 100 between 90 and 100, and he couldn't remember the exact amount, but he said under 100, but above 90. Now, I want you to understand that for a second. Imagine, now they say 100 a day. Now, imagine that you are literally just able to put out a newspaper ad and get 100 new patients, or any advert, by the way, and get 100 new patients with no skill, very little ad spend. And you could just do that. Let's just say you wanted to be conservative and do that twice a month. We are talking about 200 patients a month. That is 50 already a week, just on new patients. Forget about PVAs right now. But if you have a PVA of 24, whatever it is, just and you only convert 50 of those, do you understand that you do not have to be doing anything special to be seeing 100 a day in that environment? Now, that doesn't mean you can't mess it up. You could absolutely mess it up. And I do believe they had a great education and a background and et cetera. But let me ask you, when was the last time you put out a newspaper ad that was cheap, by the way, and no copywriting skills, said basically three things on it and got 100 new patients? It just doesn't happen anymore. It's just not how life, just there's too many people in the game. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole philosophical conversation now about we should be positioning ourselves in a different way, because there's so many people in the back pain game now. And there's a lot of relevance to that conversation, by the way, which is not the topic of today. And breaking down, you know, what we should and how our marketing message is not what we're talking about today, but something I will be talking about in future podcasts. So please subscribe to this podcast. So number one is the false belief that we don't need it. And I absolutely tell you right now, we do need it to grow. And not we, any business needs it to grow, number one. Number two, the second reason that chiropractors suck at marketing is peer-to-peer judgment. Peer-to-peer judgment. Now, fear and anxiety about what other people think of us is a killer in just about anything in life. But I will never forget sitting in a seminar, and it was a marketing seminar for one of the best marketers on the planet. And he asked all the, it was a room of 1,000 people. And he said, where are all the chiropractors? Where are all the dentists? Where are all the physical therapists? Where are all my specialists? Please put up your hands. And he went on to say, and we're all proud to put up our hands, and he went on to say, you're all, and he swore, he said, you're all that nightmare to work with. You're all a nightmare to work with. And he said, the number one reason you're a nightmare to work with is this, is the constant, at the back of your mind, fear of what your colleagues may be saying about you. Forget about the public. The number one thing that holds most of us back is what our colleagues say to us. Because God forbid somebody out there thinks that what we're doing doesn't align with what they believe and judges us and thinks that, you know, why is he doing it? Both, by the way, almost 99% of the time, I hope you understand, it's got nothing to do with you. It's got to do with the other person. It's all their stuff that they're dealing with, their insecurities, their failures, their justification as to why it is that they're not doing well in business. So that's the first thing. So I want you to understand that peer-to-peer judgment is a real thing, that the first part to change is awareness. If you understand that just before you do the Facebook Live, just before you put the advert out, just before you do the talk, just before you show up to the event, and you have that little voice that pops in your head of that something in the form of what are other people going to think, I want you to think for that second, right, like in that moment, are you really going to let your life be defined about what other people think of you? Because here's what I want you to understand, is that it doesn't matter what profession it is, but in chiropractic it's big time, is that everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses. The only problem is that the chiropractic Joneses are broke. They're also broke. Everyone's trying to keep up with the Joneses, but the chiropractic Joneses are broke too. So you have to understand that most time, like I've told you the statistics, and forget about chiropractic, I don't care what industry you're in, the chances are that the person that's judging you in some way, shape, or form is not massively abundant in service, in whether it be health and joy and finances, whatever it is, most of the time. So that's the last person you want to be feeling judged by or keeping you small, if you will. So here's a little rule I have, is that I only take advice that I pay for. Why do I do that? Because it's a saying, the more you pay, the more you pay attention. So I'm part of multiple masterminds. I get help from multiple people. I'm probably one of the only speakers that stands up and says that nothing I'm going to teach you today is mine, because how can it be? Were we born with this information? No. It comes from experience and lessons and learnings and books and conferences and other mentors that I've learned. I just love crediting them for it. So I'm very different like that. I want you to understand that the process of becoming a successful personal chiropractor is almost everyone I know who's made it big has got very little concern about what people think of them. And in some cases, judges themselves a lot less than what other people would, i.e. they forget about their mistakes very quickly. I work with some very, very successful people and speak with some very, very successful people with massively high net worths. And they are so uncritical. They make mistakes all the time. They just don't dwell on them. What takes us 4 days to get over takes them 4 minutes to get over. So I hope that was helpful, just to set context that it's not just you, by the way. It's me. It's everybody. Because every level has a new devil. You may be right now, you want to play at another level? Well, you've got to get more unstuck. You've got to care less about what people think of you. You've got to seek more advice, more mentorship, pay more for coaching, because there's a direct correlation between your success and those things and investing in yourself in some way, shape, or form. So number one was the false belief that we don't need it. And I told you the Palmer grad story. Number two is peer-to-peer judgment is the biggest killer. And I'll finish this point off with saying this. I'll never forget going to an event and hearing one of the greatest marketers on the planet say this. He said, the reason I'm standing on stage teaching you and not other around is simply one thing. I am prepared to look stupid in public more than you are. I am prepared to look stupid in public more than you are. Think about that for 1 second. It's not that we want you to look stupid in public. It's but the meaning behind that, or the whole idea behind that type of thinking is I'm not going to stop myself from doing the thing at the risk of looking stupid in public, because there's a good chance it could be a home run. So I'll leave you with that to finish off that point. So number two is peer-to-peer judgment. Number three, and the third biggest killer, and probably the thing that I'm going to finish off with today, I like to get these podcasts close to 30 minutes, is that number one reason people suck at their marketing, amongst many things that I've addressed in New Patient Avalanche book, which if you want it, just go grab it on my website. We pay for the book. You just pay for the shipping and the postage, and we'll send it to you, but we'll give you the book for free. Is this, they do not have enough sources of new patients. They do not have enough sources of new patients. So here's the thing, the worst number in business is one. The worst number in business is one. So I want you to look at your most valuable source of new patients right now, and I want you to imagine that it was taken away from you tomorrow. Imagine that referrals were taken away from you tomorrow. Have I seen this happen before? Damn right I've seen this happen before. I've seen people wrongly accused of stuff being on the front page of the newspaper, and their referrals drop out out from under them. You think that can't happen to every single one of us? Of course it can. And let me say, he was wrongly accused of something in the newspaper, and that really, really was hard for him. His referrals dropped dramatically. So did he have to rely on other things? Totally had to rely on other things. Now, again, I want to state, wrongly accused of something, no part of his, so it could happen to each and every one of us, but he had to rely on other marketing sources, and we helped him with that. So that's the first thing I want you to understand, is that when the worst number in business is one, I want you to imagine your most valuable, most profitable marketing source is taken away from you tomorrow, would you still survive? And most people, it's a no. So I want you to work from that perspective. If you're gonna bulletproof yourself in business, I want you to go backwards and go, right, I need to understand two concepts. One, the worst number in business is one. I need multiple sources of new patients. And the second concept I need to understand, and I'm going to go through those in a moment, the second concept I want you to understand is that let's imagine now that from a new patient source perspective, that if you were taken out of the business, how does that business continue to run? How does it continue to run if it's completely reliant on you? So I was once taught this concept, is that a business is a profit-making enterprise that works without you. By definition, or that definition, most of us don't have businesses. We have high-paying jobs. But at some point, you may want to scale. So that means you can't rely on referrals because you're the charismatic guy that's doing it and doing it well. But what if you bring associates into that? Do you need to know how to run that business with associates? Of course you do. Of course you do. If that is your choice, you don't have to choose that path. But I will say one other thing is that something can happen to each and every one of us also, a freak accident. God forbid you can't practice one day. Do you need to know how to run your business? Totally you need to know how to run your business. So not enough sources of new patients is an absolute killer in your practice. So let me run through a few of them. Now, these are just our blueprints, And I define this, I leave nothing out. As much as I can put in a book, I put in a book. All right, so just grab the book. I promise you right now. Those of you who might want to go on to do the 6-week program, that's awesome. But you're going to get so much value just from the book. So just go grab the book. And here's the thing. Here are the basic 4 strategies that we use in our practices. I'm going to go on to say I'm very different from other people here. Are the other strategies? Totally the other strategies. Do other people's stuff work? Yeah, absolutely. Should you be learning other people's stuff too? Yes, you should be. But I'm going to tell you right now that the strategy I'm going to tell you about now, this is our blueprint that I still go back to today that helped us create a 1% business. A 1% business is there's only 1%, the statistic is only 1% of businesses on the planet ever reach $5 million and above. So we've done that with these exact strategies. Again, nothing I'm teaching you is theory. So here are the 4 main marketing sources that we talk about, at least these 4. And then there's something called fillers, that I call fillers rather. Fillers, there are loads of other fillers and loads of the marketing sources that you can also be doing. But these are our 4 bankers. Number 1, live events, or rather community outreach events, also known as screenings. So a lot of people tell you like, oh, screenings are dead, etc., etc., etc. I tell you right now, nobody's ever gone to screening and knocked, like, I don't hardly know anyone ever in the history of mankind has gone to screening and not gotten a new patient. Have people put out newspaper ads and not gotten new patients? Yep. Have people done Facebook ads and not gotten new patients? Yep. But I can tell you, your opinions on the return on investment from an energy output and is irrelevant because they work. They just work. So we built our business in the beginning with them. But here's the big challenge with them. The big challenge with screenings or community outreach events. And by the way, even Google does community outreach events. So if it's good for Google, it's good for me and you, I promise you. But here's the challenge. The challenge is doing it where it's consistent because it does take effort, it does take time. So I teach that in the book, I teach that in my course, is how do you make it consistent and how can you do these events, forget about the term screening, but community outreach events, how can you do them where they're not reliant on you? You're probably one of the only people on the planet that's done that consistently. There are times in my business that I haven't done a screening in probably 3 years, 4 years, etc. But we still have to do 3-4 a week across our 8 sites. All right? Have we done 10 a week? Done 10 a week across 8 sites. But did I show up to one? Not one. Was it better if you can show up to one a month, etc.? Yeah, totally. It's going to be great if you're there. But anyway, I'm all about a business, a system, a structure that's not reliant on you. So I can show you both of those, how to rock an event and how to actually rock an event when you're not there. So that's number 1. So that is community outreach events, also known as screenings, if you will. Number 2 is what I like. I always get asked if I had to do it all over again, what would I do? I've done a whole podcast on this, and that's talks. There are 3 types of talks. One is an in-house talk, an orientation type talk that forms part of your care plan or your customer journey or your new client journey. Number 2 is going to corporate events. You've got to be going to corporate events all the time. They're amazing. They're just killer. Look, I know I'm going fast now, but I want you to know it's all in the book. Just get the book. Number three is driving traffic into your practice for an informational talk. So this commonly known as something like a dinner with a doc. We don't do that. We simplify it even more. So we get anywhere from 30 to 60 people registering, and we primarily use Facebook to get people to come into our practice, and we do a community, and we do an informational talk, which I'll do a whole podcast on at a later point. So please register or subscribe to this so you can get that information. I leave nothing out on these podcasts. And it's incredible the results we get from those. Someone always says to me, if I had to start all over again, those three strategies would be all I did in the beginning. When I say all I did, I want to do them all, but I put the most effort into that one strategy. The next, if you will, there's four main pillars for our marketing. The next one is online. And I'm just going to define that right now for you. It's really Facebook. And yes, we do pay-per-click, but I'm just going to talk about Facebook right now. Facebook is Instagram relevant? Totally it's relevant. But is Facebook still probably the most relevant for us, bricks and mortar business? Yes, absolutely. I will add a caveat here. As sexy as Facebook can be, and it can be super sexy, by the way, I don't want this to be a blinding factor in your marketing. Because there is, again, imagine it can be taken away. Well, have there been social media sites taken away? Yep, there have been. MySpace doesn't exist, etc. Those places like that are not relevant anymore. So you must understand that can be taken away for you at any one time. Also, I want you to understand one other thing. When you really start delving into Facebook marketing at a high degree, and I just want to be clear that I stand to be corrected, but my estimate is that we've spent more money on Facebook marketing than just about anyone in the planet. Now, for me to be confident that I'm right, I mean, there's top 10 in the chiropractic space in the world. I mean, without a doubt, on my own practices, my own money. That doesn't mean an agency spending your money, someone else's money. I've spent my business partner and our practices have spent, in my estimate, just about, I don't know anyone on the planet that spent more money. They may exist, I don't know them. And if they were out there, it's a tiny handful, because I don't know anyone on the planet that spent more money on Facebook marketing, their own money, than us. So that is, I get leverage of that because I've been able to test. Again, it's not theory. So Facebook can be super, super sexy, right? And we teach people, we've had people that we've taught how to do their own ads, by the way. We also do a certain level where we do some ads for people, but we've had people, we've taught how to do their own ads with our memberships. We have a membership site, we have an Inner Circle group where we just teach them how to do it, and they've got 90 new patients literally within days of putting that. No, let me rephrase that. They've got 90 leads that they've still got to convert into new patients within days of putting the adverts out. You can go to the website, go to newpatientavalanche.com, and you can see the testimonials. You can see the testimonials of people getting these incredible results. We've had people get 50 leads within days of putting it out, etc. There's a difference. By the way, if you ever see someone bragging about how many new patients they've got on Facebook, I will tell you the truth. There's a difference between a lead and a new patient. A lead, you still have to convert them, right? So we have a little rule. I don't see any more Facebook clients. I'm going a bit more in depth here. As I say, you know, the joke, if you give a speaker opportunity to speak, they don't shut up. But I think it's valuable. This one part will be, what I'm about to say now, will probably give you more return on investment than probably thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds you could pay with anyone out there. And it is, I don't take any more new patients from Facebook without taking an advance payment over the phone. Because there's absolutely no doubt your show-up rate, depends on how many hoops they jump in beforehand. Your show-up rate for new patients from Facebook has decreased. So we have a rule, everyone from Facebook pays before they come in prior to the examination. And that's going to massively increase your show-up rate. Cool. Hope that was helpful. So that's Facebook. We have whole modules on that. We have training facilities on that we help people with. Can you do this? Yes, you can do this. We've had one of my Inner Circle members that put her au pair, her nanny, through our training programs, our recordings, our pre-recording, how to do a Facebook ad, etc., and our courses, and she generates new patients for the practice. She's a nanny au pair. So if they can do it, you can do it. Anybody can do it. Your team can do it. And that's why we recommend your team come to our events too. And then the last one is we really recommend leveraging event-based marketing. Quickly, what is event-based marketing? The hype around Halloween, the hype around Easter, the hype around any holiday, Thanksgiving, etc., you see, I mean, when do Easter eggs come out? It's like months beforehand, right? So the reason I'm a big fan of event-based marketing is there's already hype in the marketplace. You have got to leverage that, and you can spin, put your spin on that. We have got whole modules on this stuff, on modules, again, we talk about in the book, and we talk about a new patient that will launch the program. So I'd recommend, I can delve into those into a separate podcast, and I'll give you everything I got. But we are just coming on 30 minutes for this podcast, and I really feel that I've hit the fundamentals that I will help you. So I hope that was helpful. Let me recap for you. What did we speak about? We spoke about why chiropractors suck at marketing. And we spoke about, I just used the word chiropractors, but it's not really chiropractors, it's all businesses, specifically service-based businesses, bricks and mortar businesses. The three main reasons that I truly believe is, number one, is the false belief that they don't need to market. Build it and they will come. I only want a referral-based practice, all those type of things. Fantastic, but times have changed, and I've told you the story about the pomegranate. Then number two was, the number one killer is peer-to-peer judgment, and how you have to understand that the person that's prepared to look stupid in public the most will normally win. I would say normally, I really can rephrase that and say, will always win. Why? Because they have more mistakes, which means more learnings, which means more correction, which means more wins. Your success is directly proportional to the amount of mistakes you're prepared to make. Number three is not enough sources of new patients. The worst number in business is one, and you have to operate as if any one source can be taken away from you tomorrow, including referrals. People think they're invincible. They're not invincible. Not invincible, right? And it's just arrogance to believe that, and bad business principles, because you want to act as if anyone can be taken away from you tomorrow. Would you still be okay? I'll be fine. Would you? So I love and appreciate you. I hope that was helpful. Please subscribe to this podcast. I'm going to be talking about all the elements individually at some point. I promise you'll get value from it. Also, go check out my website. If you want a free book, just go to dcpracticegrowth.com. We have an application process for people that want a free marketing strategy call, which means myself and my team jump on a one-on-one call with you, and we run through your current marketing strategy and see if we can give you any advice or value. So check out those. Those might be interesting for you. I hope to see you again. Look forward to giving you huge value on the following podcasts. I also just want to say I really appreciate your time. Time is the most precious commodity. So for you to spend time over 30 minutes with me on this podcast means a lot. I really mean that. So please reach out if you need anything. Love and appreciate you. See you soon.
This has been the DC Practice Growth Show. Implement and share this episode. And remember, if you're not growing, you're dying.